Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. All right, y'all. Hopefully this has a better audio quality than the last one. I apologize. Bruce sounded terrific. I sounded like dog shit. I realized why. Whatever. It'll be fixed in future episodes. I wanted to do a real fun one this week, but unfortunately, you gotta work. And not unfortunately, I need the money. So what are you gonna do? You know, you gotta take what you can get. You know what I'm saying? So you are listening to the Liquor License. And I'm here, your host, Brandon, Polish Brandon. Not saying a last name because that'll get you in trouble. What's this? Hang on. Okay. So, you know, what I should start calling my show is the Respond to Luke Show. Because he talked about the boner pills. And I've never, you know, needed that shit. Like, oh, all right, we all know the story. When I was like 20, I've always thought I had a tiny dick, all right? Not like a microphallus, but like, you know, not up to par. And every girlfriend would be like, it's fine. You don't want to hear it's fine. You want to hear like, holy shit, you know? And I heard it one time from an ex that I dated for 3 years who was sort of like, well, that's not going to fit. See, that's what I want to hear. All right, maybe, of course it's going to fit. A fucking baby can come out of there. It's going to fit. But I want to hear that. That makes me feel more like a man. So I got him the boner pill from work. And he told me, like, you know, how good it was. And I'm like, you know, fuck it. Like, I'll just, let me try one of these bad boys out. So I grabbed one. And I had V-Ron coming out. She came around, I don't know, I'm going to say Monday. Like, Monday has been my Mexicali day. Like, I go, I've been in Mexicali. Well, if there's not a table over there, you can't sit there. I've been in Mexicali, like, 3 times in 8 days. All right? Like, I just go there. But it's because big fucking, the big cat, Quinn, is there. Quinn of the Montana Quins, and he hooks a play up. So it's like, all right, I'm getting okay food and, like, you know, he'll give me some free drinks. I'm not going to bitch about it. Like, why not go there? Plus, it's a nice environment. It's not like you're going to Del Taco. So, we go there and we get the rotisserie chicken, okay, which is my favorite thing they have there. They have 2 different kinds of sauces they put on it. One is like a citrus garlic. One is like a chipotle. We get the citrus garlic. We get a full one. But they cut it into fourths. So it's like the 2 breasts and the 2. Let's see them fucking boobies. It's the 2 breasts and it's like the 2, you know, wings. Why am I so stupid? Why can't I think of what I'm trying to say here? Anyways, so we're eating. And in my head, I'm like, okay, this is like a $20 meal. Quinn's not there. Quinn and the Montana Quins was not there that night. So I'm like, fuck, I got to pay for this shit. I'm like, okay, why don't you, because she'll do leftovers. I don't, this is the thing you don't know about. I don't do leftovers. I don't like it. Pizza maybe is the only thing. But like, if I go to a restaurant and I get some food, I'll just eat whatever I want of it. I ain't taking shit home because I don't want to heat it up the next day. I don't like it. It bugs me out. Maybe it makes me a weird guy. Whatever, at the same time, I just want to, you know, let's eat the meal now. But I tell her, I say, hey, okay, well, because she likes, like, the fucking, now, There's no way to get around this joke. She likes the dark meat.
Meager.
And I like the white meat. Okay. Now, so I'm eating one of the chicken breast with the beans, all the bullshit, the rice. Put it on a little taco, eat it up. Salsa, whatever it may be. And there's a full chicken breast left and a full leg. And I said, hey, why don't you have them pack it up and you could take that, you know, for your lunch tomorrow. Which is like a classic Bob Jingleski line. You know, anytime we had food at the house, at a restaurant, he would say, Judy, we're going to save it. You could take it for lunch tomorrow. He would say that every fucking time. He's still, to this day, 60 years old, Bob, about to be 61, you still say the same motherfucking line every time we go out to eat. But, okay. So that's where I get it from. And so I say, well, we'll just save these and then you can take them because she, like I said, she doesn't mind leftovers. And it's not like it's not like we're eating like fucking, I don't know, a cheesecake or something. It's grilled chicken. Like it's not a bad thing. Like it's a good option because she's trying to like do a cleanse and be healthier. Okay, fine. So I'm like, just, you know, I'll have them box it up. So she goes and starts to cut into the second chicken breast. And I said, don't you want to save that? You know, like that, like just like that. I said, don't you want to save that? She throws the fucking silverware down. She's like, well, no, I'm not eating anymore. I'm good. And I'm like, did I do something wrong? Did I say something that was out of bounds here? I just thought you were going to take it. I'm like, okay. All right. Long story short, none of it gets taken home as leftovers. We could have just gotten the half, not the full rotisserie chicken. We get into it on the way home. And finally, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I'm not doing this, all right? Like, I tried to have a nice meal. I tried to have a nice conversation. Can we fucking let it go? And she explains to me, she's like, I understand. She was actually very nice about it. She said, I understand. But I get upset, and then, like, in, like, 5 minutes, I let it go. Where, see, I'm the opposite. I want to keep things going. Okay, I did it with my ex. I did it with, well, plenty of my exes. Where, like, I just want to keep things going. Like, oh, why is this dish dirty? I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, why didn't you fucking throw the peanut butter out? Like, I want to, like, there's something about me that's antagonistic that I want to, like, keep things going. So I realized with her, that's not going to be the way to do things. Like, just let it sit for a minute. Like, I had a full fucking beer, all right? And you loyal liquor license listeners, you know I ain't trying to leave behind a full beer. But I was so pissed, I'm like, all right, let's go. And I left entire. I didn't drink. I had maybe a fucking sip. That's it. So it's a waste of $5. Then you add up the other shit, probably another $15. So $20 waste of time. And because I was just there with little cheese like 2 days before. When Quinn was there and Quinn hooked it up. So, okay, whatever. I can't bitch. All right. But we get back and she's like, just going to drop me off. And I'm like, nah, we ain't doing this. Like, we're either going to talk about this or you're going to come inside. So we sat there, we talked for a couple minutes, and that's when she explained, like, hey, I might get heated sometimes. I just need, like, 5 minutes to cool off, and then everything's fine. I said, okay, fine. And, which, like I said, is the exact opposite of myself, because I like to continually keep things going. Especially when I'm right. When I'm right, I don't care if you're Scott Murphy, if you're my best friend, if you're my fucking roommate, Luke, I like to keep things going just because that's who I am. Okay, if you're my boss, fucking boss, whatever you are, I like to keep things going. But at the same time, I like to keep the peace. It's very weird. I'm a very odd guy, okay? Any of you who listen, which are like, what, four people? You all know me, minus Gigi. Like, I like to antagonize, but at the same time, I'm also trying to be sweet. At the same time. Like, I'll give you an example, because you're all looking forward to it. Like, with teeth. Okay, I would love to antagonize teeth, okay, to the fullest. Like, let me think of an example. I'm like, well, I'm like, I don't know, dude, like, the Broncos, Manning his shoulders, like, by the way, like, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, they got a good defense. I mean, like, they got this, they got that. I'm like, yeah, dude, but, like, you know, Manning's getting kind of old. Like, I'm antagonizing it. And then just get to the point where he'd be like, I don't see your point. I don't shit corn. I don't, by the way, like, I just don't know. And then I realize I lost. So I just like let it go. All right. If that makes any sense, you know, like I'm not going to win this guy over in my argument and he's not going to ever say, oh, okay, Brandon, you got a good point. No. There's people like that. That just, you'll never, ever, you can have 6 manila envelopes full of information about Martians landing in New Mexico and show somebody and they'd be like, no, didn't happen. There's those kind of people. That's teeth. That's teeth to the fullest. So I get it. So with her, I just try to like calm down. All right, so we have like a heartfelt, whatever, conversation. She parks. And I'm like, just come in. Now, the whole time in my head, I'm thinking about the boner pill that I gave Zook like a couple of days earlier. And he told me it was awesome. And I said, oh, okay. So I had to work that day and I bought one. Well, I put it on my tab, but I bought one, technically. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try this shit tonight. You know, like, I'm going to break some shit with this boner. And so we come in, and now she's not drinking because, like I said, she's on a cleanse. So I like, had a beer, and we're bullshitting with Luke, hanging out, watching a TV show. And I popped a pill, and it's like, you know, like, give it, like, 30 minutes. So, like, I don't know, whatever fucking stupid show she was watching, like, Law and Order, the one with fucking Ice-T. Is that Law and Order? I don't know. And so I start, you know, fooling around. Now, you know, now we're on better terms. And I start fooling around, and, like, she's into it. And my cock is, like, so hard that I can't even explain it. All right, I know Luke tried to in the last one. It's like an NB, all right? But for the listeners, I hope you understand. My cock was like an NB that you made at the boys' club, all right? And I'm like, fuck this. I want to destroy her fucking pussy and her mouth and everything else. And he's right. I got super aggressive. Like, I picked her up and threw her down. And she's not 100 pounds, okay? Let's just say that. She's not a fatty. I'm just saying, like, she's not a light girl. Like, she's 5'9", probably 150. Like, I picked her up, threw her down, ripped the panties off, just started fucking, all right? And I'm sorry if this is graphic. I apologize. And, like, this motherfucker is not going away. But, like, I don't know if the boner pill is just for the boner or for your brain, because, like, I kept saying some creepy fucking shit. I'm like, no, you turn your fucking ass around. You suck my dick. Like, I'd say shit like that. I don't normally, I'm not like normally like a pig. Like, I mean, I am, but I'm saying like, I normally wouldn't just say things like that. And, fuck man. We fucked for like an hour and a half and she came super hard. and like just laid there. And then she goes to do like the, as always, like, you know, blow me to make me come. I'm like, it's not going to happen. Like, there's no way I was going to come. It just wasn't going to happen. So, as always, we got to get up at like, when she stays in my place, we got to get up at like 5:30. And by we, I mean the royal we. No, no. What I mean is, she gets up because she has to go to work and she wants to beat the traffic. So I always got to like throw on clothes, walk her to her car, which is probably a fucking half mile away, walk back to the house, and I got a boner the whole time. I took this shit at like fucking 10 p.m. And I'm like, man, I'm going to have to rock one out. You know, I get back in my own bedroom at like 6:30, and I'm like, I'm going to have to rock one out. All right, catch a beat. All right, cool. Nap it up for a little bit. Now it's like 10 a.m. Still got a boner. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay. That's 12 hours of a boner. 1:30 p.m., I still had a boner. Okay. I'm not doing the math, but just picture it. I'm like, I ain't taking this shit anymore. I ain't doing it. I don't have boner problems. I've never gotten limp. One time I have. There's a different reason. There was a HSITC, okay? But like this time, I was just pummeling. And as a listener, I don't have a big one. So, like, the fucking big ones. But, like, I wanted to, you know, put on a show because we had just had a fight. So, I'm like, fuck it, I'm taking this fucking pill. And then the next day, Luke asked for another one, and I got him another one, and it seems like it works. I'm not saying it makes your dick any bigger. Bigger. But, like, I don't know. Like, I guess your sustainability is better, you know, like you can just rock it out a little bit longer. I don't know. I mean, how much more time are we going to talk about boner pills? This is what I should do. I listen to fucking Luke's show and then I go to do mine. I should just have like the Live in the 405 wrap up. That's what I should do. That should be my new show. Because when I don't have a fucking guest on, it's boring as shit because I fucking stink. Like as a person, literally, I didn't take a shower today, so, like, I stink. I'm a terrible human being. All right. We're moving on from boner pills. But, I mean, at one point, maybe take a look at them. All right. And that goes back to, I don't know, I seriously don't know about this Mexicali obsession. Like, dude Bogues, like, he rips on us. That we like Mexicali so much. He says the food sucks. This service sucks. I sit at the bar. Big QB. He'll just like, what do you want? Okay, here's a pitcher of margaritas. Here's some nachos. How much? $0. Okay, so I'll drop him 20. I'll drop him 40 bucks. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice. It's nice to go to a nice restaurant and not have to pay the prices that they're offering. I hope the motherfucker doesn't get fired because of it, but I think he's just hooking a play up. Let's just say that. So him and I got into like NBA talk yesterday. All right, this is, let's see, 18 minutes, 25 seconds. Tree Man, fast forward about 6 minutes because I know you don't give a fuck about sports. We're talking about the NBA playoffs, and when you heard him on the show, his thing was it was going to be Raptors Spurs. Okay, well, we can't beat that anymore because Spurs lost. Mine was Cavs Golden State, which could still technically happen. But God damn, the Raptors are playing like shit. Like the Cavs are just the Cavs are just taking a dildo and putting it into like a velociraptor's mouth. Like, it's not even close. Neither of the series are close. Like, it's just going to be Cavs Golden State. I mean, unless for some reason the Thunder turns it around a little bit. Okay, sure, they won. But, like, they got Westbrook. That's it. Golden State's got a motherfucking squad. All right? Like, God, I wish Russell Westbrook would be a Laker next year. I think he's a free agent, dude. And I think if they don't win this year, I think he's out. Him or Durant, man. One of those guys. Get them on the Lakers. Fuck, that guy is fun to watch. He's all over the goddamn court. Like, you don't see someone just put that much hustle into it. Like, it's... But fuck the shit that he wears when he walks... Like, the pregame stuff. Because he wears, like, belly shirts and fucking Armani shoes with, like, fucking capri pants on. All this kind of bullshit. Nah. I don't... Okay. I don't need it. Like my man Mike Rapport says, go back to the old school. Let him dress like Allen Iverson. Wear the fucking baggy jeans and the sweatshirts. That's fine. I don't need a fucking runway model every time before a game starts. I don't need it. It's stupid. All right? I'm not going to say it's gay. Hey, yo, you want to spend some money on some clothes? Do what the homie Damian Lillard does. Wear a suit. We'll just wear a fucking shirt and tie and a suit. All right. This is it. You guys all got the fucking money for it. You got the money to do it. Why look like an asshole instead of looking like a gentleman? That's what I'm saying. That's a difference. That's a difference between Russell Westbrook, Dwayne Wade, Damian Lillard, even LeBron. Damian Lillard, he dresses like a gentleman. And he should. Okay, here's the thing. All right, think about this. All right, when you come down to sports, all right, I'm sorry. We're going sports long here. NFL coaches, they wear like fucking sweatpants and like a jacket. You know, Bill Belichick has like the same fucking sweatshirt that's like cut up with the sleeves and shit for the past 10 years. In hockey, every coach wears a suit. In basketball, every coach wears a suit. There's something to that. There's a respect to that. And I like that idea. Mike Nolan, when he was the coach of the San Francisco 49ers, he started to do that. He started to wear the suit. He's like, no, I'm wearing a suit to the game. I'm not wearing the 49ers gear and all this shit. I want to be respected. And guess what? It worked. Sure, the team sucked. I mean, fuck the 49ers. Fuck them in their fucking ass. But at the same time, I respect that part of it. You know? I mean, in Major League Baseball, they make... It's not the coach. It's the manager. But they make them wear a jersey with a number. They ain't going out there. Yo, what's his name? Dave Roberts, coach of the Dodgers? He's not going out there to throw relief. He's not going out and fucking... to play third base. Why the fuck does this dude have to wear a jersey? That's the dumbest shit ever. Wear a fucking, you don't even gotta wear a suit, man. Just, but, you know, business casual, dog. Business casual. You don't need to wear, what the fuck does the coach have? Just think about like an NBA. Right now, if anybody's watching like the NBA and gives a shit, picture like, Steve Kerr on Golden State Warriors, and he's coaching the team in a fucking uniform. Like, he's got, like, fucking, you know, the tank top and the shorts on and shit, and, like, who the fuck would do that? It's so stupid. God damn, man, people have such weird politics. Sporting, in general, has such weird politics when it comes to, like, what you should wear. Now, okay, I get it. Iverson... he's wearing fucking headbands and like the name of his company and his fucking jeans are half off his ass. I get it. He's going to dress like that anyways. Is Russell Westbrook really going to dress like Madonna in 1989? Normally? No. He's doing it for publicity. That's what he's doing. He's trying to be a fashion guy. Ugh. Sorry. If anybody out there even gives a fuck. That's That's my take on that. It frustrates me. I've been hearing a lot on the Rapport podcast. I am Rapport. Those are my homies. I reached out to them. I'm trying to get into like the call-in show. But I don't know. Fuck. Why do you wear shit like that? Just go on right now. You're on your computer. You're on your smartphone. Just type in Russell Westbrook fashion. And just look at what this fucking guy wears. Like Blanche from Golden Girls wore this, like the same shit. Okay. The only thing he's missing is the high heels. That's coming soon. Like that motherfucker is going to have on some high heels and like a fucking brooch. But the brooch will be like a Thunder logo. You know? Well, sorry. Pussification of America. That's it. Gender role switching. Whatever you want to call it. But, so I go to, I got new insurance and I went to the doctor this past Monday. And, I've never liked a doctor more than this guy. As I'm going through, when I was with Sesh, he's like, man, you look at like, look at this guy. Just pick out a doctor. Maybe Infinity, like, we picked out a doctor. And I'm like, okay, all right. Speaks Portuguese, Spanish, English, no. Speaks Japanese, English, no. Speaks only English. Yes, this guy right here. Yep, I just want that guy. The only guy who speaks English. Yes, I want him. And so, which, spoiler alert, maybe a guest on an upcoming liquor license episode. All right. So I won't ruin all of his stories right now because he said he would do it. I'd say about 65-year-old black dude. All right. He's got like that. What the fuck is that guy's name? He was in Tales from the Hood, if anybody ever saw that. He was like the. Fuck. This guy's been fucking everything. You know what? No, I'm not looking it up. Fuck it. But whatever his name is, it's not John Witherspoon, but it's a guy like that. So picture John Witherspoon with like a half afro and then like all of us hipsters, even myself included, the shave part into the side, into the left side. So he's got like an afro, but he's got a shaved part. And the last doctor I went to, I'd sit at a desk with him, and he had a manila folder. And he was like, so what's going on? I'm like, well, I'm feeling this way. Sometimes my breathing, I think this. And he goes, okay. Anything else? I'm like, aren't you going to use like a stethoscope? Like, give me a blood pressure test, anything like that. He's like, no, you're young. You're good. I'm like, no, I ain't good. I do bad shit. I ain't good. But, so finally, I'm like, all right, fuck this doctor. I get this new insurance. Find this guy. Playboy. This guy could have sung for the Delphonics. Maybe there'll be song of the week, Delphonics. Just because, like, fuck, god damn it, is this guy, like, awesome. So my last doctor, like, the appointment would be $35, and it'd be, like, 5 minutes. This one was $5, and I talked to this guy for over an hour. I'm like, I go, sir, are your clients waiting? He goes, no, I ain't worried about it. And he just tell me, like, these stories about going to Yugoslavia and, like, working for the military, and then how he dated, like, a chick who was 4 feet, 9 inches tall, but she might have had tuberculosis, so they never had sex. But even if they did, he might have blew her back out. Like, he said this to me. My doctor said this to me. And I'm like, I fucking love this guy. Like, he's awesome. And then, because I told him, I'm like, listen, I'm just trying to cut down the drinking. Like, I got delirium. I got you know, I've been slowing down, and I want to just get my shit in order, and in that way, you know, I can be a normal human being. He goes, oh man, when I came back from Yugoslavia, my mom, she hated drinking. So I'd be in the garage with my brothers, my uncles, my dad, and I'd be sneaking shots. But they would see me, and they'd give me an eye, and they'd be like, yeah, you okay? You can do that. I'm like, all right. I'm just sitting there on the medical table, like, listening to these stories. And then he goes on, and he starts talking about Buffalo, because he asked where I was originally from. And I say, he's like, oh, yeah, man, like, my sister, she went, you know, we were from Georgia, and she went up to Lafayette, because we had some family up in Buffalo, and, you know, Lafayette, that ain't an easy school, and, like, from what I remember, it's not, okay? Anybody like RJ or T-Bone or anybody who gives a shit who lives in Buffalo, like, yeah, Lafayette was not an easy school to get into. Not to get into, but I'm saying to, like, stay alive at. So he just keeps going on and on, and I'm like, all right. So he prescribes me, like, some folic acid. Was it folic acid? Folic acid. All right, it'll clean up my liver. It'll help me out. Okay, cool. Wants me to take a blood test. Was going to go today, but then I got called in the store to work. Whatever, another story saved that would bore everybody. Anyways, I'm going to go on Monday for a blood test. And I know my liver enzymes will be high. I know that I'll have something wrong. I don't know, cholesterol. Cholesterol I should be fine on, but like it'll be something stupid. Like my blood pressure, my heartbeat, all that shit, it's always normal, you know? But it'll be something, and I'll have to end up taking a pill for something for some reason. Well, we'll wait until I see it. You know, knock on pleather that doesn't happen. But, yeah, I honestly think, like, if I pay this dude my $5, you know, copay, he would do a podcast with me, and he would just be, like, straight up about stuff. Like, he's telling me he's, like, fucking bitches about condoms and, like, getting wasted and shit. I'm like, you're my doctor? I fucking love this guy and the character that you are. I wish I had. I can't really put a picture up of him. I fucked up way too much by doing this show on too many things for me to do this to a doctor that I actually like. My only biggest issue is I wish the guy was like 41 years old. Because at least I know I'd have him for the next 20, 25 years. This playboy, like I said, black don't crack. He's probably 60, 65. So, like, I'm only going to be with this guy for the next, you know, until he retires or until he kicks the bucket. I mean, he seems in good shape and everything, but, like, we're talking, you know, 15 years. And I almost wish, like, there's got to be a doctor out there that's 34, 35 years old. I mean, maybe they stink, but, like, I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm saying it's like I want somebody who's going to like be able to analyze me my entire life and that I like. And I like this guy. So like hopefully this dude lives to 120 and I live to 65. Then I'm good. I'm good to go. I don't even got to worry about it then. Do you feel me? See, this is why I need a guest. I've said it before. You know, I had a whole idea planned out, and like, motherfucker, if I didn't... All right, well, wait, hang on a second. What was that motherfucking song I said? See what happens? You forget everything when you do these podcasts, because you're just talking, and you don't even think, oh, Delphonics, that's what it was. I know I already played one of them, but All right. I got a couple things here. Players. Players and playboys. Let me get like a little sippy sip. So, I meet Tree Man for lunch yesterday. Downtown Burbank, Old Teeth Studios. So, all you old school LGR listeners, where Teeth Studios was, it's like right there. And we just got like a slice of pizza. Every chick that walked by was like an 8. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, this ain't Beverly Hills. This ain't Studio City. I mean, downtown Burbank, like every chick was like a businesswoman with like a power suit on and a nice ass and a nice set of tits. And I'm like, God damn. I'm like, I'll work at the fucking Chipotle down here. Like, God, this is nice. This is like just good, like viewing material. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure, Scotty, I'm sure down by you, you probably got some, what's your term? Cutie babies. But like these ones were like, shit. But I digress. That seems like a cool area to work. Cause the only time I've ever really been through the Burbank, Toluca area, Toluca Lake area, was at night when everything is shut down. And so we'd go to, you know, Teeth Studios at like 9 p.m. to do like a third string All-Stars. Or Looking Good Radio. Looking good! See? Sorry, guys. I gotta do my off-mic thing. That's... Dude, don't go off me. Oddly enough, after I had lunch with Treeman, I met up with Mike, and then we went golfing. Where the fuck was I going with this? Oh, no. I'm saying, like, I was just, like, surprised at the amount of, like, hot chicks. Like, but they're, like business bitches, like boss bitches. Like, yo, you know, I'm going to get my bag of Subway and go back and, like, make 80 grand a year. I'm like, that's kind of what I need. I need a chick like that. Like, you know, yo, you make the money, sweetheart. You drive your BMW. That's fine. Like, I can work at a fucking liquor store. It doesn't matter. Just you do that. I'll lay it down, get some boner pills. I'll lay it down. Don't worry about it. You know? Isn't that like the dream? Male listeners is like, you get a chick who's like fucking hot, has a great job, and doesn't care if you do or don't. Doesn't care, like, if you drove like a fucking Volvo 1990 V70 and worked at Taco Bell, but it doesn't matter. She still wants to fuck, and she still wants to, like, do her job, this kind of thing. Like, that's the fucking dream, you know? I wish, see, everybody always says, like, all these, like, race roles, gender roles, they're always, like, reversed. No. Here's the thing. And Lucas talked about it. Women in L.A., they're very fascinated on money, okay? Women in Buffalo, they're fascinated on money. Women in South Dakota are fascinated by money. Okay. So, you get my drift, all right? What I'm saying is that a woman wants to see that a guy, it's not even the money. They don't fucking care what's in your bank account. They want to see that you could provide, okay, for not only herself, but a family. But now, if she's the one who's providing, well, I'm mad at you. There's no part of me that would ever be upset about that, that would ever be like, you know, you're making more money than me. You know, we need to have a talk about this. Like, no. I'll get a job that has, like, not only paternity leave, but, you know, the guy can leave too. What's the name of that? Don't know. No, paternity leave. That's what because maternity leave is what it is, and then it's paternity leave. And, like, I'll watch the kids. I'll do the dishes, I'll clean the house, you go make your couple G's, doing whatever you do. Fucking Asian bankers on the side, whatever, whatever it is, I don't care. I just, you know, that would be nice. Once in a while, I want to hear a story like that. You know? I'm always, actually, there was one. Who the fuck brought this one up? There was a podcast of this too. And some chick, some actress, she just got divorced. But for some reason, she had like an airtight fucking contract. All right? When it came to the marriage. So like, when they got divorced, she ain't paying shit. He isn't paying anything. But he's fucked. He's just some dude. He's like, you know, like an associate producer or some kind of shit. And not even that. Like, he's like an AD. And she keeps all of her money. Who the fuck was that? God damn it, why can't I think of it? Retard I am. Anyways, like, good for her. Like, I'd love to have, like, yo. All right, let's say it like this. Say, I'm working at, helping out the liquor store. And Jennifer Love Hewitt comes in. And we hit it off. Okay, number one. I'm crossing my fingers, knocking on wood, saying prayers after that, that all this happens. All right. Say JLH comes in. She might already be married, so I might be wrong. Maybe she looks like shit in person. I don't think so, but okay. And I recommend a wine to go with her Capri salad that she's going to have. And she's like, oh, you're pretty knowledgeable. Like, you know, what else do you like? And I don't know, we talk and... Maybe she's a Seahawks fan. Maybe she likes 90s hip-hop. I don't know. We hit it off. All right. Now, 7 months down the road, I'm living at her mansion. All right. I want to propose the question, but she's going to pay for the ring. All right, because she's going to want like some big motherfucker, and I am paying for it. And she says, yo, can you sign this prenup? And I'm like, yeah, like I'm not taking it to my lawyers, like, okay. As long as it says, like, I'm not getting my dick cut off, like, okay, fine. I'll sign it. Because she seems like a nutcase anyways. I think she's been through, like, a bunch of different dudes. Maybe I'm wrong. That went on a weird tangent. I apologize, guys. But, I don't know. I like, what is the percentage? The percentage of my over 30-year-old friends that are married is like 65%, which is, that's even kind of low. But, I mean, obviously my under 30-year-old friends, that's, you know, like almost 9% married. But good for them. Keep that going. I don't know. I don't know what I would do if like if Zook like had like a girlfriend and you know, she was here all the time and everything. I really wouldn't care. I'm really like in two spots, man. I'm in my bathroom or I'm on the patio. That's it. I don't really hang in the kitchen. I don't hang at the $700 fucking kitchen table. I rarely hang in the living room. Tonight I might watch this Thor 2. I haven't seen it yet. And I wanted to watch this motherfucking X-Men movie, but Eric at the goddamn liquor store, he took it home, so I can't watch it. It's his, so I can't really fucking bitch about it. So, regardless. I don't see, like, if I had a chick move in, Zook, I think, would have a big problem with it. Understandably. This isn't me putting anything, yeah, I'm not saying anything bad. But if he did, I don't think I'd care. Because there's a point in me where, like, well, he's going to work at 7:30 in the morning. I'm getting up at 10. Somebody's here to be like, hey, how's it going? You want to get breakfast? You know what I mean? Like, I would have that kind of attitude. I always did. I know, yeah, and I know, like, with my ex.
Bitch!
That, like, it bothered him, which I get. I do. I don't know. That's why, like, I try to go down to V-Ron's house as much as I can. You know, it's sort of a pain. But I try to get down there just so, like, that he has some time here alone. Because I have all the time here alone. And maybe he wants to fucking sit on the couch and watch TV. You know? Not go in his room. You know? Like, I feel bad about that shit. Like, I cleaned the fuck out of this place the other day. And, like, it still looks like shit. Like, what the fuck, Swiffer? Like, you know, I hope Swiffer is never a sponsor because they're dog shit. All right? I swept, cleaned everything up, swept again, then Swiffered four times. And the shit is, like, dusty and dank and fucking,
dude, let's smoke some dank.
And, like, it's just terrible. It's, I got to get something else. I got to get, like, a hot mop or something here. Hot Mop was named, like, my third album. It just never dropped, dog. It was good, too. It was about, like, fucking laminate floors and shit. And, like, hot bitches with, like, weaves. But, like, sometimes it's tough to fill up an hour, I'd say that. We're at 45 minutes, and, I've been spinning my wheels for 43 of them. I don't know. See, this is why I need a guest. I like to go off somebody. Like, I could sit with a guest and talk for 2 hours. That's fine. Like, you know, but, like, just for one part, like, you right now listening to this in your fucking ear holes, you've listened to me for 45 minutes. Just me. Talk about what? I don't even remember what I talked about. No, but now, do you have to remember it? No, it's bullshit. But you get a guest on, hey, maybe you get a funny story out of it. Maybe it makes me think of a funny story. You know, I'm not Zook, man. I ain't a stand-up guy. I can't do fucking these one-man shows. Once in a while, I could drop them, but, like, you know, go eat a dick. That's all I gotta say. I'm sorry. It's middle of the day, so, like, I'm in a weird mood. I'm in between, like, should I go with dinner? Should I have a beer? Should I jerk one? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all in between that phase right now, and it's a weird phase. So it was probably a terrible time to do a podcast, but at the same time, I needed to rock one out. I needed it. I needed to talk. Son? All right, let me see. Okay, falling us. Oh, well, okay. All right. So the other day, all right, you heard it on Live from the 405 that on Wednesday, Luke was going to nail Punk Rock Chick. And I don't care. I had nothing to do. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I don't want to sit in my room all night. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I now remember I had already worked that day for 2 hours. I worked 2 hours. I went 1 to 3. Walked home. And then he texts me and says, hey, are you going to be home tonight? I'm like, I can leave. And he's like, no, it's fine. You don't have to. But I'm like, I kind of get the gist of what you're saying here. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I go and I walk up to the liquor store. I could go to the one that's a quarter of a mile away, but I go to the one that's a mile and a half away that I work at. And I start helping the guys out. Like, I'm like, I don't even want money. Like, I'm just trying to do something. Okay? Okay, of course. You say, Brandon, I sit on your fucking laptop and, like, write a script. Okay, fine. But I need to get out of the house. I need to get out of the house, right? So I go up there, and I'm fucking around, and then Sesh comes in, He's like, yo, man, we're watching the game. And I'm like, okay, go to his house. We start hanging out. I had like a grapefruit IPA. It was delicious. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to bounce. Stop back at the store. Talk with those guys for a second. Throw the headphones in. Then fucking V-Ron calls me. I'm talking to her. All right. That's when I get home, and that's when Luke fucked this chick in the ass with the boner pill. Okay, good for him. It seems like a pain. I tried. The last 2-3 girls that I tried to nail in the ass has been a pain in the ass. The problem is I got such a mushroom tip head. I don't have a huge cock. I just have a mushroom tip head. Scott, this is for you. This is cock talk. Do you want me to call Stryker right now and we can talk about it? Anyways, if I initially got it in, it would be fine. But it's that initial, you know, Indiana Jones putting his hand through that thing with all like the worms and the fucking bugs and shit. It's like that. That's my cock going through an asshole. Oh, I hope that analogy makes sense to somebody. Anyways, so I try to get out of the house when Luke's here. Like, I feel bad. Because, like, obviously I'm here all the time. So, like, I try to, like, leave. All right? Like, I seriously, like, if I'm on the patio, I'm, like, having a beer or whatever, and I hear, like, the gate lock, I, like, look. I'm like, oh, that's Luke. I'm going to go hide in my room. Like, why do I do that? Why the fuck would I do that? I mean, it's my house, too. I pay rent. I'm on the patio. Motherfucker ain't going to be on the patio. Do you know what I'm saying? Cedric. So, like, yeah, I seriously do that. I'm like, oh, I stand up like, is that Luke? It's so gay. It's so gay that I do that and that I have to. Who gives a fuck? I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. Besides, you know, defecate on the fucking kitchen floor. Like, I don't want to do that, you know, or like write swastikas on the kitchen table. I don't want to do that either. You know, I'm just saying, like, if I want to sit outside and fucking enjoy it, I shouldn't be, you know, I feel bad about it. But I do. I'm such a fucking weirdo. God damn it. But I'm trying to learn to live with my weirdness. That's all. If that makes any sense. I'm trying to live within the bounds of my weirdness. You know? But, man, I got no tails in shitting this week, dude. I've shit like normal. I haven't done anything weird. I'm sorry. Maybe I should take like a pill or something just so I shit weird. I don't know. Nothing. Tails from the liquor store. I really got nothing. It's just been kind of a boring ass week. Okay. Okay. All right. The one thing I did, I watched. All right. So the guy from the liquor store, E&J guy, he takes my card. Now, there's two kinds of E&J. E&J is like a brandy, if you don't know. All right. She's a fine girl. What a good wife she would be. There's a red and a blue. One guy gets the blue pint. One guy gets the red pint. And I always forget, like, because they're both white dudes with glasses with hipster haircuts. So I always forget. And they're not buddies. They come in 2 hours apart. So I always forget which one. So they always got to, like, tell me. Well, the guy's trying to explain to me, because, see, I have the Amazon Fire Stick in my room and the Amazon Fire TV in the living room. He says, I can get all these baseball games, I can get all these movies, I can get whatever the fuck I want to watch through this one website. You just got to follow the YouTube instructions. Wrong! I sat through like 45 minutes of YouTube instructions, I got all these yups on my fucking TV now. Every time you click on one, It just says, oh, won't download. Like, they had, like, Captain America Civil War. Oh, won't download. I'm like, okay, well, I'll try the one underneath it. Won't download. I'm like, okay, scroll down. Oh, Straight Outta Compton. I'm like, okay, I haven't seen that since it fucking went to the premiere. Click on it, you know, 73,000 views. Click on it. Won't download. I'm like, why do I have this? Like, I'm fucking pissed. Now, it's fucking 9 o'clock 2 days ago, and I'm like, now I want to watch Straight Outta Compton. So I got to walk my ass over to fucking 7-Eleven and go to the Red Box and spend $2 on the goddamn DVD, walk back to watch fucking Straight Outta Compton again. All right? Now, second time, because you've already heard my first review of it. Hang on.
I need a sip of beer.
So, they, like I said, the first 20 minutes are sick. I'm realizing the casting was really well done, minus how tall Dr. Dre is. Like, Dr. Dre should not be taller than Snoop Dogg and Suge Knight. Doesn't make any sense. And Suge Knight should not be Armenian Suge Knight. He should be Black Suge Knight. Just saying. Okay. But the Rodney King shit that they have in it makes sense because that was like the time. But there's a couple little parts that are like, the third time I watched it. But let's just say, whatever, I've watched it a couple times. There's a scene where Eazy-E, he goes to New York City, and he's bringing Bone. Bone, 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 bone. Tell me what you're gonna do, I know where to hide. And they don't show Bone or anything like that, but they go to a nightclub, and Ice Cube is there. And now, I'm not even fucking around. The whole movie it's all NWA, Ice Cube, Snoop, Dre, West Coast Funk. Everything is West Coast. But in this one scene, they play Biggie. All right? They play Cream by Wu-Tang. And they play a Nas song. I don't think anybody else would have picked up on it. But since they're at a New York club, it's sort of like a fuck you, because all New York clubs would be New York hip-hop. And it's Eazy-E meeting Ice Cube again. So, just to say, if you haven't seen the movie, watch that part, catch that audio. Because I'm telling you, it's there. But besides that, like, this ain't spoiler alert. I mean, nobody really seems to give a shit, but when he, like, leaves Death Row, number one, you know Dr. Dre got fucked up by Suge Knight and his guys. Okay, he just doesn't leave, like, on good terms. All right? When he leaves, Suge is like, yeah, what are you going to do now? What you going to call it? And he's like, Aftermath. And that's the end of the movie. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Really? That's how you're going to end the fucking movie? You didn't have to say that. We already knew it, stupid. You didn't have to. Sorry. So if you've either seen it or go back to it, you know, I watch it too many times now to not pick up on these little idiosyncrasies. And the fact that, like, okay, they never, I've said this before. Whatever happens to MC Ren and DJ Yella, like, do they live in fucking Sun Valley in like a one bedroom? Eazy-E's wife, after he was diagnosed with AIDS, did she have AIDS? Did the kid she was about to have AIDS? Like, I know I could probably look it up, but like, you'd think you'd reveal that a little bit in the film. That's all I'm saying. You know? That's all. That's all. And there's no reason for the Tupac cameo. It was fucking stupid. Alright? That's the worst part of the movie. Everything else is good. Everything else kind of makes sense. But that part is just sort of like, You had to put Tupac in here for what? See me, follow me, Hail Mary. You know, like, I don't know. That bothered me. But, all right, guys, I hope next week I have a guest so I'm not so boring and that you actually listen to the episode and that the audio quality is better than it was the following week. And besides that, you know what, dudes? I'm not going to say fuck your faces. Because normally I would. But this week I'm going to say fuck somebody else's face. Okay? And enjoy it while you do it.
Time I'm really leaving you, girl. Oh,
hope you know it, baby.